Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Start Ravens football news from the nest style here on this Friday. Featured artist Friday, Dr. Dre. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Plus for text line, 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Ravens at Minnesota. Taking on the Vikings. Draymond Jones. Ravens traded for him. Fifth round pick. Could become a four. If they get to the playoffs and he gets two sacks. And hopefully that's accomplished and Tennessee gets a fourth round draft pick, whatever the case may be. But here's Draymond Jones, third round pick out of Ohio State back in 2019, describing his game.
Somebody who physical as hell. We're going to attack every play like it's the last. And we're going to go out there and just try to kill or be killed.
Okay, go out there in a hammer time. I like that mentality. But Draymond Jones comes over. He's got 4.5 sacks, Nolan, in his last four games. He was drafted, as we said, by the Denver Broncos back in 2019, where he played with guys like Chase Young, among others. Went to Seattle, signed a deal this offseason with the Titans. Titans are going nowhere. They decided to cut bait with a guy who's going to be a free agent after the season. Familiarity there, Denard Wilson, former Terp, former Ravens coach. He's the DC there. So Draymond Jones, who early in his career played more on the interior of the line, like a Matty BK-ish player, now tends to do most of his damage on the outside, where he does a very good job, apparently, of setting the edge as well.
Well, it's kind of interesting hearing Zach Orr talk yesterday, and he mentioned that factor, the interior versus the outside, and he just flat out said, hey, we're going to use them both, but we might lean a little more towards the interior. And even went as far as to say, well, you know, I don't know what, not taking a shot at Tennessee, but he's like, I don't know what their strategy was with him. And obviously it worked, 4.5 sacks in four games. But he made it sound like they liked what they saw on film from him on the interior. Overall, though, he did say that they're just kind of trying to find the best matchup. And for me, that's really all I care about. Just find a way to get it done. You know, I don't care how much he's out there. I don't care interior, outside, whatever, get to the quarterback. I mean, that's all that matters. Nobody else on this team is doing it.
Yeah, he could parachute in from the sky, for all I'm concerned. Just get to the defensive backfield, be somewhat of a disruptor. But here's Draymond Jones talking about how quickly he's had to transition to the Ravens system and how smooth or rocky that's been.
Transition, I mean, he's been like that. Like, step of a finger, next thing you know, Baltimore. Like, it's been quick, but, you know, I think I'm ready for it. You know, I've been training for this all my life to be prepared for something like this. I think I'm going to be ready.
Well, he better be ready because the Ravens are counting on him. I mean, we're talking about this guy like they just acquired a five-time All-Pro. I mean, and let's be honest, he's done yeoman's work. He's got 35 sacks for his career. But based on what they currently have on the roster, I mean, take away Matt BK for the season, who had two sacks in two games. We're in Oway's gone. Not that he did nothing, literally, sack-wise, for the Ravens. I mean, he's coming in, and he's just better than what they've got. which I guess is what you're hoping for if you're Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh, and Zach Orr.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, they had nowhere to go but up. Any addition they would have made would have technically made them better. Now, to your point, though, does his presence elevate those around him? Does it open up other opportunities for guys around him, whether it's interior or on the outside? You know, is Van Noy now have a new life to him with a proper running mate, I guess? Does a Travis Jones get a little more opportunity through the middle, who's already playing fantastic, just stopping the run alone? Travis Jones playing fantastic, but does it elevate him as well? I don't know if I'd go that far, but again, we're really not in a room to complain here. Any help is needed.
Now, we talked earlier about Carl Lawson last hour with Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, and John Harbaugh pretty much said that he's going to be ready to go. That official move has not been announced just yet, putting him on the 53-man roster. But if that inevitability is Sunday, Nolan, are we finally seeing the end of the David Ajabo era, which would be a disappointing one here in Baltimore? They drafted him when he was hurt out of Michigan with the Achilles. Then he's had other injuries, a knee injury, pretty significant, which cost him most of his season. But when he's played, and you don't even notice he's on the field.
Right.
And he has not made an impact whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be him. And we keep saying this, you know, I don't think there's anybody out there that's still holding on to hope for Ajabo. I mean, we're, what, 3-4 years into this thing? I think anyone who was a believer, and we were all a believer once upon a time, but anyone who was still kind of harping on it maybe a year ago, I don't think there's anybody that's still attached to David Ajabo. But even if you were, you got to be realistic about it. This guy probably shouldn't have made the roster out of camp. But he did because...
these eyes.
Exactly. So, you know, that opened the door for him to, hey, here's one last shot. You really didn't do much to flash in training camp, but are you going to make the roster? Can you make the most of it? And they did throw him out there because nobody else was generating pass rush. Guys went down with injury. So, hey, here's even more. Here's an actual real opportunity, not just holding a roster spot. You're getting real snaps. Still didn't do anything with it. So, realistically, his time ran out probably over a year ago. Now it's just, it's certain. It's 100% certain.
It is news from the Nest. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off today here on this Featured Artist Friday. Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota as we talk more about Draymond Jones. I mean, it was a Deacon Jones they brought in. Roquan Smith, what do you think about your new teammate there?
Yeah, excited to have him here, man. Got a lot of respect for him. Remember when he was out in Denver. Haven't really seen much of him in Tennessee this year, but I just know the guy can definitely affect the game. Very physical player. I love having physical players out there with me. So very excited about that, and I think he's a great addition to our team, so I'm excited for him.
Yeah, Roquan coming off one of his best games of the season, too, against Miami last week. So everyone's excited. Nolan McGraw, and you know, I'm feeling the purple vibe here with Draymond Jones. You were guaranteed to get a sack or predicted. Vinny did the same thing. I don't know. We'll see. I'm concerned about two guys, Jefferson and Addison, two presidents, right, running around this Ravens secondary if they can't put pressure on J.J. McCarthy.
And I don't know if the Vikings are necessarily, well, they're certainly not in Tua territory of getting the ball out quick, but even if the Ravens did get sort of a pass rush going or Draymond Jones is wreaking havoc, you know, with the talent they have and the weapons they have, and McCarthy, again, just being a game manager distributor, then I see no reason for them to adapt pretty quickly and say, all right, let's just get this ball out quick. Slants with Addison and Jefferson, I think that would work just fine with those guys' speed.
Yeah, and we were talking about earlier with Jonah, last hour rather, with Jonah Schaefer. Apparently, J.J. McCarthy holds that ball like he's afraid to get rid of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like he's going to put a diaper in a bottle in its mouth. We'll see. So we'll see, which has led to a lot of, and they've had a ton of injuries on the O-line too. But I see 33 sacks by their quarterbacks. Wentz 19, three games for McCarthy. I think it's more than just being reluctant to get rid of the ball in a timely fashion.
Right, right. So, yeah, you're probably right. I don't think it does bode well for the Ravens in that regard. But now that I'm thinking about the quick slants and everything, I mean, the Ravens' defense was great against Miami, but I'm still upset about the way that they came out and played soft zone early in that game.
Yeah, like, you know what they're playing, yeah.
But you know what they're going to do. Vinny talked about it all week. It's Waddle. It's Achane out of the backfield. The ball's coming out quick. It's going to be these little short slants, and he's going to, you know, try to yards after the catch. And that's exactly what they did. And the Ravens are lined up there like they're not prevent, but they're not playing man-to-man. It's like, I just don't get it. I don't understand the soft zone in general. It's been very frustrating this year.
When we come back, buy or sell, count some dough, talk about the sports subjects of this Friday. Orioles have a new hitting coach, as Rich Dubrow of BaltimoreBaseball.com broke. We'll tell you who that is. Gerry Coleman, talk about his two big events this week. We'll go on out to one winning drive. Well, he'll be today. No Ronnie Stanley at practice, by the way. Could be a maintenance day, as speculated, but no Ronnie breaking the perfect attendance string for this week. And Jerry was down there at the warehouse. He was the one grilling Rubenstein over spending money. So Jerry, he likes to agitate people, and he was at his agitating best. We'll talk to him coming up later on in the hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.